What's good? What's good? We are back live from Vietnam. Home of J. Cole, Dennis Smith Jr., Ray Mercer, Affion Crockett, Murray, and much more, along with Big Face, Mr. Jones, Paul Masson, and we got Mr. J. We got to bring in right now.
All right.
There we go. We got everybody
piece of Paul Masson. Don't forget about Dress from Black Sheep. The joint is on Paramount Plus right now.
I still say he don't claim Vietnam, but we have more important things. I dropped my blunt somewhere, so I gotta find that later. Before we get into the topics, I want to get out some shout outs. Of course, Mr. J, we got the Underground Experience show tomorrow in Greensboro. Can you give us that address again, my friend?
It is at the Artist Block.
And that comes at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
1020, is that W Gate City Boulevard?
Let me make sure we got it right here.
I think it's 1020 West Gate Boulevard, or West Gate City Boulevard.
It's right at the Artist Block, Greensboro, 1020 West Gate Boulevard, Greensboro, North Carolina. Doors open at 10 o'clock. You know, it's your last chance to get those early bird tickets at $10. At the door, it will be $15. Have your exact change. We're doing a cash app at the door.
We either going to do this or I can't do it, y'all. So, I mean, if this is causing a problem, this is the other one that I can't hear shit on. So, the speaker broke or something.
You look good, man.
We checking the speakers still work. The speaker still works on that phone. I'm not sure why I could not hear any of y'all, because I could hear on it the speaker before. So I couldn't hear anything that y'all were saying.
All right. Also check out Circle Kings podcast, about to drop soon. We are trying to wrap up the footage right now, getting the intro done in the next 48 hours. So be on the lookout for that. Also, check out Big Cass, 910 TV. Big Cass couldn't make it. He texted me and said he couldn't make it tonight. But
we're not
out to him for at least communicating that.
Yeah, big up, Big Cass.
And, of course, you can check out the Call City podcast, which is pretty much a daily podcast as well. All right, so we got some interesting topics. It's 30th anniversary of Wu-Tang album, so I think it would only be fitting that we start with which of the Wu-Tang albums is the best. I want to start with Mr. J, then we're gonna run it with Jones, Big Face, and I'm gonna wrap it up.
Basically, one of my favorites has always been the the GZA album, followed by the
Can't Take My Answer.
Followed by the album with Ray and Ghost.
Are you talking about the Purple Tape?
Yeah, the Purple Tape.
Okay.
What about you? You said that if I'm correct, you said that GZA was your favorite album. What made that your favorite? What made that your favorite?
I think it's probably, to me, it's the most solid album front to back. Like, the intro hits you as soon as you put it on. That whole skit with like the son and the child telling the story.
You talking about the story
he
where
was
the
shogun?
yeah, that was definitely it.
Wow, and you know what? I don't know about all y'all, but what I took from that, I think about cats like Face. Face got a son. He's alive. He's doing good. And the beginning of the GZA album, they talking about, yo, man, you messing my father. So now I'm got to mother bring the heat to you. That's real dope, man. My bad, man.
So you take the GZA album as your number one for the Wu-Tang overall, Jay?
Liquid Swords. That's Liquid Swords.
Yep. Liquid Swords. And then the purple tape is like my number two.
Who you got, Charles? You back that? Or you got somebody else?
Well, for the sake of content, the brother, Mr. J, already took my answer. So
I think he took everybody's answer.
No, I don't think so. Because, I see your face.
I know so.
All right, so I'm going to go with everybody's answer. I was an asshole on this album.
Nah, he didn't just switch places for some reason.
Yeah, I think I'm right here. So I was late on this album. I didn't like it. And then I listened to it, but I'm going to go with, since Mr. J already said Liquid Swords, I'm going with Only Built for Cuban Links, because I was hating on that album. Everybody was like, yo, man, you need to listen to Raekwon and Ghostface. I'm like, all right, nah. And then I sat down by myself and I listened to that damn tape, Purple or Not. I was like, good gracious. I mean, they even got like features from people on that album. They got one of the best Nas verses on that album. Incredible. Over RZA beats. It's like, you know, I was like, oh, snap. But my first choice would be GZA, but I'm going with Only Built for Cuban Links, man.
Isn't that the typical answer most people go with, Cuban Links?
That's why I didn't want to say it. But on the real,
I mean, if it's a good project, it's a good project.
Yeah.
Thank you, Faith. Thank you, Faith. I sat down because I was hating on it. I didn't listen to it. I didn't listen to it when it first came out. I'm like, nah, I'm rocking with GZA. That's my dude. And then I just sat down. It was like, I'm like, oh, snap. They, you know, and they did a whole lot of things on that album, man. And RZA, he was really flipping as a producer. He was like showing you, I can do this, I can do that. And Ghostface and Raekwon, they were showing you as MCs, I can do this, I can do that. And I'm like, oh, snap. And then the guest stars, you know? Man, Inspector Deck got one. Inspector Deck is on the same track. How many times do you hear Inspector Deck and Nas at the same time? Let me shut the fuck up.
Let's let Big Face tap in. You concur?
So, I mean, I would assume we're not considering Enter the 36. I assume we're not considering they debut album in this, because if it is, then Enter the 36 is the number one.
I believe that's allowable.
Enter the 36 Chambers is the number one Wu-Tang album of all time, followed closely behind with Liquid Swords. Then I would say ODB's Dirty Version of the End of the 36 Chamber, Dirty Version, and I personally like Iron Man. But I mean, there's a lot of dope projects there, but I mean, Tony Stark's really crushed it. I've always been a huge fan of the Ghostface Killer, severely underrated MC, man. The way he delivered rhymes, he raps like nobody. And we know one fat white dude raps like him, but not before
him. Word, Face, you going there? Oh, you took it there. All right. I love it.
We're about to talk about that later too on some other shit. But we love Liquid Swords. Listen, Liquid Swords, while we talking about it, was like a theatrical. When I heard that, man, I was in the Navy, stationed on Treasure Island, and I was rocking that in my headphones, and it was like a movie. I listened to it from beginning to end over and over and over again because there was no, like we say, no skips, but it was just like the way they laid out the skits and the stories and the way he made the beats, NC Kane to live out. He just, right from the beginning, that organ, that jet, he just had you. He had you the whole album. And yeah, like he said before, though, when it opens up with that chilling, they came to kill my father, but they killed my mom's. Oh, man. And so, I mean, you know, Wu had a fucking stranglehold on hip-hop right then in the 90s, in the mid-90s, man.
So much so, Jay-Z even had to say, standing ovation.
Hey, yo, and if
Wu-Tang
people don't know,
children, motherfucker.
And if people don't realize, it's like, man, Jay-Z came out with one of the best songs, one of the best videos, but he had Wu-Tang there. It was, what a layout.
I want to shout out Jadakiss. My man said, may your life be like French bread, long with a lot of dough in the middle. Yeah.
I can't disagree with that. I approve that shit. Yeah. long with a lot of dough in the middle. Word.
Yeah, baby.
I'm gonna wrap this one up.
What you say?
Yeah.
I gotta go with Liquid Swords as my number one. The Wu-Tang
above
the
Wu, above Enter the Wu.
Yeah.
36 Chambers. Yeah. Protect your neck.
RZA mastered something from that album to that Liquid Swords album.
I agree.
First album. It's just something he mastered. I don't know what it was. Some little something. You know.
You know what's crazy is that GZA got a line, and he said something about RZA's production. He said, "Force RZA to charge cats 40 G's a session." It happened, man.
He's karate fighting the camera with the RZA. Everybody was kung fu fighting. This motherfucker's cutting. He's chicka chicka chicka.
Yo,
he's scratching the video.
Yo, don't give me the talking, because the dude that did kung fu fighting, his album is dope. But anyway.
Hey, Paul. So, Paul, I think you hit on something really cool right there, dog. Like, I think you're right. The RZA, that style of album, he hit the pinnacle. So 36 was him really almost hitting it. And then Liquid Swords was like, bam, this is the perfect, like, of that genre of album. You're right.
Yeah.
That whole kung fu marriage with hip-hop, which was a fucking beautiful thing. I'm going to tell you that. It was built, we all were raised on that WECT Sunday kung fu fucking theater, motherfucker. Right after church, your ass watch kung fu theater, I come outside and kick you in the fucking throat right down Strickland Bridge.
What the hell? What the hell?
And I think we all wanted to be ninjas as kids, right? I wanted to be a ninja.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I want to be a ninja.
I wanted to be a ninja.
A quick sidebar question. Would you consider any of the Gravedigger stuff Wu-Tang, or you just consider that something by itself?
Not really.
I wouldn't either.
All right. I consider it Wu-Tang. I do.
Of course you would.
Because if you say Gravediggers and you say Wu-Tang, who's the common denominator? It's RZA.
But that's it though. Yeah. I feel like that's just a side project.
I get you. I feel you on that. But RZA was still like, hey yo, my niggas, I'm going over here. Hey, yo, my niggas, I'm going over there. And
Well, RZA is the ghetto Kanye, baby. He's the ghetto Timberland. He's the real, you know what I'm saying? Like, RZA is grimy, man. He Him and Timberland, there's a Mount Rushmore producers, and he's on it for me, the RZA.
Definitely.
You know what, Face? I don't even think you know what you really did right now. You and Mrs. J did it. They are cats from a certain spot. Like, you could do it like this. But these cats go out there like that. And you still got to bring it back to this. It's like Prince Paul is Stetson Sonic. But at the same time, Prince Paul is De La Soul. RZA is Wu-Tang Clan. But at the same time, RZA is Grave Diggers. It's like they be like this, like, yeah, tight fist. We're going to hang in there. But then cats, they spread out and they still come back. That's a real interesting concept that you brought up.
So shout out I'm to Wu-Tang 30th anniversary. We're going to get to the next question and we're going to let Faith start this one.
Uh-oh, shit.
Who has the best hip-hop album cover?
Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, so let's start with the cream of the crop for me. You know, I got a top three, right? And then there's a lot that I like. Because for me, man, in the era that I grew up in, the late 80s to the early mid-90s, when I was forming my, you know what I'm saying, musical identity, I guess, there's some real cool-ass ones that struck out. For me, Illmatic, it just stands. It's in my mind. It's there all the time. I can see it. Ready to Die with the baby in the all-white back. It's iconic to me. And while we were talking about Woo, man, really one that when I think of album covers, I think of ODB's food stamp card. That shit is fire. I mean, I had one. My mom used to send me in the motherfucking shop with a little checkbook. With the little brown ass, embarrassing ass motherfucking, you know, food stamp cards. And I mean, there's so many dope ass. I mean, I had to jot some notes, man, because Ghetto Boys Can't Be Stopped with Bushwick Bill with a fucking bullet wound in his eye. Real picture in the gurney. I mean, hip hop gave you the dopest ever. Every goddamn Tribe Called Quest album, cover, Low End Theory, just name all of them. They all dope. Every one of them. Put them all there. I can remember every one in my heart of hearts. The NWA, I mean, goddamn, with the when they looking down on you with the, and it looks like, look, these dudes is frightening right here, bro. Motherfuckers is frightening. So, I mean, hip-hop gave you the visuals. We are a visual medium, probably the most visual musical medium of all the motherfuckers. That's my take.
Woo! Mr. J. Let's go with Mr. J next.
That's a dope take. Man. That's a dope take.
He hit on some big ones. He did. I'd have to go with the Snoop Dogg Doggy Style cover.
Oh!
Man, let me see if some other ones. The KRS one cover with him.
The BDP? The yes.
Yep.
Yes. Criminal Minded? Yes.
Yep.
Gun on the cover.
Yeah. Man, let me think about what's the next one. I kind of liked the game documentary cover.
That's a dope that's cover.
A bit more recent.
It is. That's a dope cover.
Jones, who you got?
That one was the panties. Not the best thing in the world, but right next to
it. Hold up. Is Mr. J done? I'm not trying to cross over Mr. J.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right, one of my favorite Jonathan albums.
Jiggle covers Jones, is... Mr. Jiggle, if you're nasty.
What? Mr. Jones, if you pause. All right. Here we go.
Pause so, like a motherfucker.
but I gotta go back to what Faye said, man. Like, I can't. Oh, here you go. Check this out. I still got this shit, man. My bad for cussing. But
my bad for cussing.
Bad for cussing.
Yeah, man, because you know,
What you got over there, Jones?
What you got, man? You got an album cover.
Spit it out, fool. Oh! Okay. My man, it is iconic.
I didn't want to have to. I got to dig through the shelf behind me to go find that one.
Hey, I mean, it just it stands out like a hard dick in a swimsuit, bro.
Word. I know. I never thought about that, but I can see it, but I don't want to see it. But
no, that's one of the best ever.
That's crazy, right there. That's crazy, yo.
Another one I like is I like Busta Rhymes, When Disaster Strikes. If you don't know the album cover, just go look at it. I just think it's like, you know, Busta Rhymes has a knack. He's like,
I want to say that the album of all time.
What are y'all doing, man? Y'all switching places again.
We're playing the Brady Bunch. Oh. Here's a story of a man named Jizzle. He was swinging with two girls of his own.
Hey. And then even though he was taught that Jizzle, he got a whole nother bottle. And it's called Dizzle.
Shit.
And we ain't got, one of the bottles. Where we at?
Show brought by Dizzle.
All right. You know, man, just to keep the conversation going. This is another favorite album cover I got, and I happen to have the sticker, but it's this is what it does. I love this album cover.
Okay.
Oh wow, that's surprising. Okay.
Yeah, you know, you had to go to the Wildcat. You had to go to Paradise Records and steal it. That's what you had to do. So apparently,
man, Sadat could write, man, but his voice fucking killed me. He could write though.
His voice is dope. You don't like his voice?
I don't know if I dope was not the word I'd use, but yeah.
It's an acquired taste.
It's an there you go. All right.
Liver and onions, man. I never acquired it.
I like this. Me neither.
That'll be the future question. Who's got the dopest voice?
For me, Method Man, damn, Method Man shit is almost perfect.
Yeah, but let's make that for another episode. Let's stay on this one.
All right, what we got?
Jones, you got what? Wild Cowboys, and we're going with Food Stamp, right?
Jones also wanted to throw honorable mention YMCA. He said that shit was fire. When them dudes was like,
yo, look at this. I got something for you, man. It's rising.
He was
up.
On it. He said the fireman, he don't know about the Indian, but the fireman was.
Hey, yo, check this out. I got this from Faith. Not y'all two cats.
I hope you're talking about Scarface.
Man, fuck you, man. You gonna bring a YMCA. You know what? I do like YMCA. Fuck that. Yeah, it's a dope joint.
Hot off the presses. Pause.
Hey, yo, Faith.
Hey, yo, Faith.
They started off the song. They said, young man, we give you
okay.
Is that what it said? Is that what it... I got PTSD now.
On the hip hop podcast.
Oh, shit.
Jones. He done disappeared.
Damn, send him the link. They came and got him. Ah!
Alright, so. Enough of one.
Face got me laughing.
Enough of the village people on the hip hop podcast. I'm gonna end this up with three covers. Number one, Slim Shady.
Say what? Who?
Slim Shady.
Hold up.
Wife in the back of the trunk. Him and his daughter at the pier. Watch, they about to throw away the body.
Can I say something really quickly? So I was still going hard in my career at the time. He came out like right when I was pushing. Like, so there was no white boys that had been signed, right? And they were really pushing hard on me. They actually wanted me to not publicize I was white because I sounded the way I sounded. So they wanted that to live on its own. Jones can attest to that. Now, I'll say this. I say all that to say this. When I saw this in the source, I saw a full page ad with that album cover. And it said Eminem, but you know, I said, who the fuck is Eminem? Because I had never heard of him. And then I got the single from Paradise. It had Bonnie and Clyde on one side and Brain Damage, right? Mm-hmm. And I listened to that shit, and I told my wife at the time, shout out to the ex, that this motherfucker's going to change rap. I've never seen nobody rap like this in my life. I said, this shit is ridiculously complicated. I mean, he's Rakim times 15. He rhymes every goddamn syllable of the sentence. So, you know, while we don't bump that shit in the club, and there's a lot to say about Eminem and the culture, and I agree and disagree, but goddamn, the motherfucker could rap.
And there he goes, Face. Yep. And I'm not cutting anybody off, but
yeah, man.
That's
yeah, Paul, as always.
All right, Paul, go ahead. You're moving on.
Hey,
no,
great first bounce. One though. No, great, more. I mean the discussion.
I wanna bounce off what Big Face said because I was at the flea market. Pause. I bounced off of you. Do I make you feel uncomfortable? I'm bouncing off of you, man.
Uncomfortable. The topic. Mr. Jones and me walking through the bar. Yeah. For you.
I'm gonna kick up my legs, man.
No, when I heard I just don't give a fuck. Can we keep going?
A lot of possible material going
Jones,
on.
Jones, let Paul finish, man.
Jones is moderating. Go ahead.
Y'all cats, man. Hey, y'all too old to be making jokes like this. But anyway, when I heard, I just
nah, make him go on, man. That made me quiet. Let him go on with his shit. That didn't mean go on a fucking monologue, Jay.
Go ahead. You know what? No. I'm done. And your Marshall, I was trying to give you props, but let's go on to the next.
Right, let's go on to the next, man. I'm done too.
Hey, your face. I'm still bouncing off of you, man. Word
don't
up.
Bring me in this shit. I'm trying to let Paul do his thing.
I'm still bouncing off of you. I'm bouncing off of all y'all, man. I'm bouncing. All right.
Who wants to go first? Y'all can read it.
Yes.
Lil Yachty says hip-hop's in a terrible place right now. Do you agree?
I want to hear Mr. J, man, because he is the hip-hop historian amongst us.
Well, it's kind of interesting to hear you, Lil Yachty, say something about
it. It is right.
That's first of all.
Yes.
That's first. Little scratch and sniff.
Thank you, Mr. J.
I love Mr. J.
Point out the obvious.
Please expound on that, J. Mr. J, expound.
But I mean, just the stuff he puts out doesn't put you in the mind of anything classic in the first place. That's one. But just the whole thing about hip-hop being in a terrible place, you know, it makes you wonder. I mean, Andre 2000 just put out a flute album today. You know what I'm saying? A sidebar, I was around looking for my recorder since he's putting a flute album out. You know, I need to go ahead and try to find my fifth grade recorder.
You're about to start training snakes. Peace out, dude.
But I mean, look, the
I love it.
I have no fucking doubt in my mind you love that shit. I bruh, zero doubts.
Oh my God.
Mr. J, please continue, man. Please.
But you know, the
somebody go get Paul.
Level is where this thing is going at, somebody man. The commercial part of this game has always been suspect anyway, but the underground is where the innovation's at. The independent artists are where the innovation's at. That's where you get the Griseldas. That's where you get the Coast Contras. There's another group called that I just checked out called the Same Old Gang. Like, that's where you get those type of lyrical groups.
Man, I feel strongly about this.
But
yeah,
you know,
Let me say something. I feel strongly. I want to say two things. One, how come fucking rock and roll ain't never dead? Fuck that shit. I don't want to talk about it. Two, he has no right to speak on any fucking state of the genre, man. Who the fuck is he to speak on the state of the genre? Okay, it's a musical form, man. I am fucking sick and tired of hip-hop being held to some different standard than everybody else. Oh, you can't do hip-hop in your 40s. Mick Jagger can do it in his goddamn 150s. So it's a genre of music. It's like anything else. But we're so huge, we took everyone by storm so bad from 1979 till now. We're the number one form of fucking, we took over the culture, the fashion, the shoes, the clothes. Everything is hip hop. Even rock and roll motherfuckers is hip hop. So now they want to break us into these pieces and have us argue over who's this and who's that. Let me tell you something. Hip hop is hip hop. It's a fucking organism. It's dance, DJ, and culture, and fashion, and music. And I'm fucking sick of saying, well, is it dead? Hell nah. There's dudes doper than anybody alive right now today, and it's going to continue growing because it's the most accessible form of music in the world.
He didn't say it was dead. He said it's in a terrible place.
Okay, terrible place. If he would retire, probably get a little bit better at least, right?
I'd sign up for that.
If that motherfucker did not say nothing else, hip-hop, 2-3 notches at least. We got dead motherfuckers out driving.
Where did that come from? What was that?
Hey, fuck me. Right. Man, come on, man. What's the fucking next topic? Hey, man, what's the next goddamn topic, man?
Hold up.
I want to say too, though.
Yeah, nah. Sure, I want to hear it. All right,
let's go. All right.
Go ahead. You next.
No, you, P. Go, P.
No, Jones. I'm Jones next to me.
Hey, yo, Mr. J, understand, you started this shit right here. You started this. Man, look, man, when nobody asked no question when Everlast came out, when nobody asked no questions, it was dope. If it's good, it's good. People need to realize that just because you come out rapping, that don't mean that you're not an artist. Man, rappers be out here painting.
What are you talking about, man? What is that guy?
I'm on the Mr. Jones fucking roller coaster ride. It's a four-ticket ride.
You got a four-ticket ride? Where we going? I'm just saying, man. Hey, you know what? I'm just going to bring it all back, man. If this dude want to make an album playing this damn flute, he can do that.
No, what we're asking is Little Yachty. He ain't little and he ain't Yachty, says hip hop's in a terrible place.
Do you agree?
Do you agree?
I don't buy the comment coming from him. I don't.
Do you buy the comment, period?
No, I don't. I know where to go for a dope hip hop. I do. And I be there every fucking day. And it doesn't get attention. It doesn't get the same attention.
If
you want to be in the lane where you're up for a Grammy or an American Music Award, you put your shit there. And if they don't nominate you or give you an award, all right. But when you go over here,
When you go over here,
I only got two tickets.
And guess what? You're gonna have a good ass time with them two tickets. You know?
Oh.
It's like people need to realize that.
Wrap it up, Jones. We got two more topics still.
Oh, word, you give me the damn Dave Chappelle. Wrap it up, B.
All right. You want to see the manager?
Hey, yo, Mr. J, they didn't tell me to wrap it up. It took 2 minutes for them to tell me to wrap it up.
Took you 3 minutes to wrap it up.
All right, here we go. All right, the clock is running. Hey, yo, man, listen to what you want to listen to over there. The other shit, they're going to keep playing that shit. And that's how it is, man. Hey, yo, and a friend of mine made a song called So There It Is. I'm not going to say his name, but, you know, he's here.
I should have made a song called Wrap It Up.
Right, so I'm going to wrap it up. I think what Bugatti meant to say was mainstream hip-hop is in a terrible place. The underground, we're just fine.
All right.
The underground is vibrant and powerful.
Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. So powerful, country people got trap beats on their song.
Thank you, man. That's why we got Mr. J on here, for legitimacy. God damn it.
Too legit to quit. All
right, for this next topic, I sent the topic out before some news hit the stage, but it was, what do you think of the Will and Jada saga? And then the new news came out as well. That really put the icing on the cake and the cherry on the top.
Ain't no cherries, ain't no fucking icing.
So here's what I got to say.
That Will and Jada love has been replaced by the Nelly and goddamn Ashanti love. Thank you. Until further notice, motherfuckers. I talked to Jermaine today. He said, "Faze." I said, "Shut the fuck up, Cole. You let us down the primrose path, bitch." No, fuck that shit.
Well, he don't even sing that song on his shows no more.
He looked like he just ate the golden piece of shit.
All right.
He doesn't sing that line in his shows no more.
I heard Will Smith was about to star in Brokeback Mountain 2. I can't fuck with him no more. He gone, fellas. We tried. He gone. He gone.
Yo, Face.
He ain't the Fresh Prince. Now he's Spicy Prince. He's a Spicy Prince.
Yo, Face.
And Jada, more managed. She looked more like Tyrese Gibson today to me than the girl from Jason's Lyric.
Oh, God.
Now, that bald head used to be cute. Now it's kind of creepy. It used to be hot. Now it's kind of scary.
Oh, God.
So that's what we think about Will and Jada. Do we want to go with the next topic?
They jumped the shark. There you go again. All right. All right.
You got something you want to say, Jones? You got something you want to say?
I want to fight, but I can't fight what Face is saying. No. It ain't gonna make sense, man. We haven't heard it. We haven't heard the word real love, Jones.
Tell him they're gonna come from the ashes.
No, there he goes. He goes there. Look, can I say something?
Here's the last of Will's masculinity.
You cannot stop talking.
It's
man.
Like nipples. It's like, it's like, here's the nipples, because without them, tits would be pointless.
Could I say something, man? he didn't admit it himself. You gotta wait for the word, man. What a fucked up legacy, man.
They had us all in the palm of their hand. We love them. We wanted them motherfuckers. And she came out. Why did she do this to him? I don't understand. I don't understand if they sat down behind closed doors and said, "This is the plan." This couldn't have been the plan. It feels like Will really blew up. He was going to be the next Denzel, y'all. Y'all know that. And then she came creeping out the fucking woodwork like, "I want my fame. Your shit's over." You with Cary Grant of this generation, man. You with the Humphrey Bogart of this generation. And you fucking him up.
Yo, what I really want to say is, like, I can't believe, like, the biggest night of his career turned out to be probably the worst night.
It's fucking horrible, man.
His career. Like, all this dude had to do was just get up and get the Oscar for that movie. All right,
well, let's ask this one. If Will Smith snapped you on the Oscars, what would you do?
What? Who?
If Will Smith smacked you on the Oscars, what would you
smack do? Who? Mr. Jones? If he smacked Mr. Jones or Mr. J?
Big face. Mr. J, Mr.
He would not smack me because he's not smacking me because, I grew up in the hood. I'm the only white boy. If a black man runs up on me that fast, I'm swinging first. I know what you're coming to do. You're not coming to fucking give me some secret handshake, motherfucker.
You know what? I can respect that opinion. If a white
What do you think he's about to do? Give you hey, let me ask y'all something. Do you think about to give him the Jazzy Jeff? No, he wasn't gonna give him the He was gonna give him the He wasn't gonna give him the Jazzy Jeff, bitch. You just call this fucking woman a man. He's running up on the stage in the middle of the goddamn Oscars. I'm gonna fucking give him the Stone Cold Stunner. I'm gonna kick that motherfucker in his balls when I'm gonna stun this motherfucker. First of all, we from Fayetteville, bro. Don't run up on us in public like that, man.
Hey, yo, I probably would have said
don't run up on us in public like that, man. We're not gonna do that.
First of all, that whole situation is messed up because he was laughing too. And then she made a stink face, and then you already know if you got a female significant other, she makes that face, it's fun times over. Okay? But first of all, you're not running up on me on the show. It's show's over. The show is over.
Fuck this show. You're gonna have to get the backup. Who is the backup announcer? Get that motherfucker, because I'm for this show's over.
You got the roll credits.
And
I'm gonna
take this shit a step further on you and say this. Why did they do Will like that? He was winning the Oscar that night. Everyone knew he was winning the fucking Oscar. Fucking Chris Rock. And look, I don't give a fuck what they say we didn't know. Yes, you did. He is a culmination of a career of great roles, man. Muhammad Ali, all the way from they took this motherfucker and made him play that gay dude in Six Degrees of Separation.
Yo, you remember. You remember.
So look. He went all through this. He finally, man, got his due, and this is what you do to him. I feel like this shit was planned. I feel like it was some kind of fucking bullshit. I'm serious. And now look, Will Smith was perfect to all of us in our community. I say our because black and white to me is the hip-hop community I grew up in is that. It's our, right? We can argue that shit later off the show. But I'm going to say this. This motherfucker was perfect. Will Smith was perfect. We loved him. He couldn't do no wrong. And look what they did to this motherfucker. So it's what. And now they got us really. I clown them all the time. I'm guilty. They done got me clowning them, man. Like, I hope I Am Legend 2 blows up. I hope he comes the fuck back.
Me too.
I hope we all eat shit for this shit. Forgive me, Lord, for going against Will Smith.
I gotta say something else, sidebar, because he's got some trash friends too. That dude that's on there going around on
his stale prince right now.
He's trash.
Stale prince. Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard that news years ago. The same thing he was saying years ago.
Yeah, the same rumors. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what?
Wendy Williams. I fucked in their ass over there, yo, man.
Hey, yo, we can go in about that, but it's all speculation. It's all assuming. And I know one thing that I know for a fact for each one of us, we don't want nobody assuming some bullshit, man. You know, we ain't got time for that, man. But man, it's like this shit is crazy, man. Hey, my man broke down and he smacked one of the most famous motherfuckers in the world. That's what happened.
That was a dead ass slap too. Fuck that old theatrical slap.
But your face, this shit has happened.
How you gonna come before. From 9 o'clock? Bitch, you ain't gonna slap me from goddamn 9 o'clock, bitch. You ain't gonna come
This motherfucker came from way downtown, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, but he's still Will Smith, man. He's still the first dude with a double LP. He's still the dude that did
you know, parents.
And look what they did to him. That's what I'm saying, man. Fuck that. He coming back.
We got 15 minutes, so we're going to get to this last topic. And I'm going to give y'all a little bit of context. Mr. J brought this one to my attention. So there's this cat named You're Old Droog on Twitter.
Yeah, the Ukrainian Jewish dude that sounds like Nas.
So he's a dope MC, though. He's a dope MC. He said,
no disrespect, but J. Cole know who to do features with. Meaning, Cole only do features with cats that he can outshine.
Can I start? Can I please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I please start?
Please. Yours.
First of all, I want to say this. Shout out to Mr. J for putting me on the Droog. I had to do a deep dive on Droog, and I did. I read as much as I could. I listened to several, like, lots of tracks over and over again. Because, man, he sounded so much like Nas. It really reminded me of the Shine Biggie deal. He sounds so much like Nas, man. It's amazing. To the point where his debut album, of course, created buzz because people thought it was Nas with an alter ego, right? But I want to say this, man. His bars are not there. Not for Cole, man. He's got clever bars. They're clever. They're clever. And he sounds a lot like Nas when he puts them together. He uses like words like Reaganomics. And you know how the New Yorkers like to use those? And it's good. Bruh, I'm not going to say the dude can rap. To me, he's like on a Budden scale, right? Budden isn't on Cole scale. He's on Budden scale, but he sounds like Nas. What do you mean, J. Cole? J. Cole do a goddamn verse with Rakim right now, and you better really come, Rakim, because it's not about the rap cadence. You listen to what that man's writing when he writes, man. It's incredible. And I'm from the city, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Yeah, I'm biased. Hell yeah, I'm biased. But you can't fucking deny it. I mean, it is what it is.
Okay, so what do you think, Mr. J?
I think I'm a little bit tired of folks coming for Cole because I feel like they're coming for us. That's how I feel.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it's been a few people, you know, they get real slick about stuff, but they don't want that. You know what I mean? They really don't, bro. Tupac used to say, don't let the West Coast ride tonight. I'm saying, don't let 2-6 ride tonight. You know what I'm saying?
They used to call us the Middle East. Yeah, you don't want to fuck with that, son. You want to fuck with the Middle East.
Mm-mm. So you don't think it's real easy. Off.
No, I think it's, you know, he's kind of slid in because he's seeing the run people are on. He's on, Cole's on. And you hear
other
people kind of take shots. So, you know, you kind of slide in too. It's one of those things like game. Saw that whole situation with Snoop.
I agree.
And it came back and then Snoop and M did a song together. He thought it was going to work out the same way for him. It didn't. You know?
Yeah, I totally disagree for a couple reasons. Number one, who in the mainstream is out spitting Cole anyways?
Nobody.
So nobody. That.
Even Drake struggled, man. Drake had to go back and do two verses with him. He had to come back in front of him and behind him, and he still didn't sun him.
I mean, you got maybe Kendrick. That's it.
I don't hear Kendrick racing to get on any tracks with him either.
I gotta go back and listen to the Joyner Lucas and J. Cole. I gotta check that out again and see how.
Hey, I'm a Joyner Lucas fan. Joyner's a great writer. He got him. He got him there too.
Yeah. So.
And I have a.
Rhapsody is probably close too. That's about it.
Man, it's not even about the cadence because he changes it so much. He doesn't have really a style as far as rhyme pattern.
Yeah.
He just takes you. He likes to take. I don't know. For me, it feel like he liked to take you on this little path where you don't see it going, and then it's twists. His raps have twists. That is like a Twilight Zone episode. Like, oh shit. Damn, he was setting me up. He was talking about this, and then he killed you with this metaphor, man. And he really talks about his real life. And, man, I don't know how this sounds like some fanboy shit. I don't want it to, but the dude rides around on a bike, man, in a sweatsuit, man, with no one. Is that not Fayetteville as fuck?
Yeah.
That's Fayetteville as fuck. I got a little ride with him.
Yeah, it don't really matter who Cole gets on a record with. He's gonna bring the heat, and
he's Hulk Hogan in the '80s, man.
Out of spit like him. Maybe a Tech Nine. I don't know. You know, there's not too many. You know,
that's a collab I'd like to hear.
I wouldn't even say technical rappers. Let's say smooth rappers. Like, you know what I would really like to hear? You know, I mean, you want to mash up some genres? Like, give me a G-Eazy J. Cole collab. Let me hear what y'all do. Go put them in a room together and see what they come up with.
Definitely, definitely. We got 10 minutes left, fellas. We want to do any shout-outs.
Shout out to Mr. J for holding it down in this building. Shout out tomorrow night. Y'all need to check him out. My man Greens, is it Greensboro, right? Go ahead, Jay. Yeah, let him know what time it is. Because let him know where we can get tickets. Pub the hell out of it.
Yo, Artist Block, 8 o'clock. It's in Greensboro. Go ahead and get your tickets now on Eventbrite. Or you can go ahead, cash out me, cash app. $NCCCEO. $10 now, $15 at the door. We're doing cash app or straight cash. Exact change.
Come exact eat dollars. The cast. Yo, check out multiple North Carolina celebrities in the building. I checked the flyers. Every artist there is going to be dope. You're going to see lyricists, cats of the visual medium, spoken medium. It's just going to be a real great. And if you're an artist, it's a fantastic networking event for you to come meet cats you can collaborate with that's on that shit. If you on that, I got some shit that's going to make me some money shit, stay your ass at home. Because it's some art shit. Everything in hip-hop, the culture, is artistic medium. Yeah, we getting paid because we producing a product you motherfuckers want to buy. Not because we want money. Because we got the product motherfuckers want to buy.
And people say, you know, we're going to be a movie. Well, we are making a movie.
And oh, yeah. And he's always trimming for his history.
Go ahead.
Yeah, pub it.
Yeah, I was trying to pump out the Servo Kings podcast as well. Be on the lookout for that. We're trying to wrap that up as quick as possible. So we're going to have that on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, TikTok as well. Hosted by Big Face, yours truly, Big Face. And
So let me go ahead, and while we on this, let me go ahead and shout out my man Paul Masson right there. Y'all see in that window right there. Y'all see him as the cat that's always trying to control the action here. But my man right there is a powerhouse. He got the Triple P podcast. He got his promotional company. He pumping out the goddamn Circle of Kings podcast, Alive from Vietnam, man. The multimedia magnet right here in the city, bro. He never gets his flowers. He been since back in the day when we was in the Paradise days and the bomb shelter and all them days, Paul Masson been ringing fucking bells. And P is my fucking producer extraordinaire, Circle of Kings. Be on the lookout. We got none but famous cats. We talking about Chris Lights Out Lytle, Britton Hart, the strawweight BKFC champ of the world. We got Michael Williams Jr. That's the first episode. We got Rory Jones Jr. coming up, Zab Judah coming up. Exclusive access to combat sports right out of the city. Shouts out to motherfucking Paul goddamn Masson. Couldn't do it without him. Big ups to you, bro.
And this episode is brought to you by Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur.
Do you dizzle my nizzle? All
right, fellas, we about to wrap it up with the outro. And stay on a little bit longer if you want to have your content downloaded for your individual local recordings so we can chop them up. If not, it's fine as well.
I'm staying on, bitch.
Peace.
One.
Beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog.